Welcome to Help from Future Self.
Hello, Archons. Welcome to Help from Future Self, the conversational KeyForge podcast by and for KeyForge friends. I'm your host, Sydney, and I'm joined this week by one of my best KeyForge friends, Big Z from Archons Corner. Hey, Z, how you doing?
Hey, Sid. I'm happy to be here again. It's always a pleasure to come visit.
Oh my gosh, love having you here, dude. I'm really excited because today we're going to be talking about the Seattle Vault Tour, and there were so many precedents and records and historic things that were set that weekend, and so little media on it. So I really just want to basically cover all of what you know about that weekend, and half of the things that I want to talk about were things earned by you.
Kind of, in a way. I didn't win top table or anything, but I think for me it started pretty early because I did not have time to make the sealed event on Friday.
Oh no, really?
Because I mean, with all of the events stacked up, I can't keep missing like the Friday travel day for work. So we flew in that night, but like when we got to the hotel, we saw Jeremy immediately. He had just stepped out from running said sealed events and had told us, like, hey guys, y'all are going to find out in the morning, but I just announced this, I guess, in the hall, that hey, we're having both events staggered, both Alliance and Archon tomorrow.
Oh my god, that's hilarious. So it was just like, just been announced for the first time, like nobody had prepared for it, no information went out.
No.
Oh my gosh, what were your first thoughts? Like, what was your reaction when he told you that to your face?
I mean, yeah, that's like literally just walked in the hotel. my boy Zach was checking us in, and like he walked over and talked to me. I was like, my initial reaction to him was like, oh yeah, that's cool. And in my head, I was like, this is the first, because like we'd just gone to Minnesota,
right?
So this was gonna be our quick turn trip. Literally, all I packed was the Archon deck I was playing that day, a mat, some extra boxes for the sealed product that we're going to get. That was it. That's like all I had in my tokens. Like,
oh
my
gosh.
All I had on me. KeyForge related. I the very first time I ever packed that way. Normally I'm walking around with an arsenal of all kinds of decks. I have no idea why I do that normally, but I always have it. And then I'm like, I don't have an Alliance deck on me. Like, what the hell am I going to do? So, yes, that was my initial, like, what the heck moment.
So you mentioned Zach, and Zach is there to play Alliance. So what's mm-hmm. the conversation like between you? Because you're prepared to play Archon, he's prepared to play Alliance, and now you both
have. Yeah, so then I was like, hey, Zach, what did you bring? And he's like, well, he has his Alliance deck that he's playing. And then he had also the Alliance deck that Jude built for WoW, because he likes to play that for fun, just to, you know, continue testing and sure. tweaking that he played at Gen Con. It's like, okay, so we've got two Alliance decks. So, like, at least I can play his, like, for fun WoW deck. I was like, okay, at least that's a play. But, like, he didn't bring his Archon deck. He
right.
has an Archon deck. And I did not bring any of the 30 Archon decks that I have available in my house. That not all of them are mine. I just happen to be the hub for all of this stuff.
Oh, totally.
And
right.
I was like, and then, you know, and then Dan just brought his Archon deck and some other stuff that's fun. And then, of course, Dan doesn't even have an Alliance deck ever. So that's who was in our hotel room. It was Zach, me, and Dr. Sheep. So we're all like, what are we going to do? I was like, oh, well, we're all super tired too, because we're two time zones back.
Right.
So we just crashed. So we're figured out in the morning. And that was on Friday. Other people were playing sealed. So Friday morning, like, we go to the hall. It's like, so we eat breakfast, like, basically
Saturday?
Next to the guys. Yeah, Saturday. Saturday morning. We can see Jeremy, G, Marcus, like, all of the staff that are there. Eating breakfast. We'd already gone to Denny's super early and came back. And we're just kind of stalking them, like, waiting to get into the hall. Like, there's, like, a lounge area there right next to us. So as soon as they open the door, like, we run over. It's like, okay. We need to buy product because we need our Vault Master decks and our Sealed Vault decks as soon as possible, because one of those decks is going to get played in Archon.
Right, right. Like right now.
And then the rest, yeah, like right now. And then the rest we're going to try to figure out maybe an Alliance deck with.
Sure.
The Alliance thing didn't pan out, but like we're opening up these, there's three of us, so like we were able to each get the Vault Master from the goodie bag and then buy three more. So we had 12 Vault Masters decks. We cracked them all open, and of course, they all suck. Everyone can stop complaining about these being like exclusive access. These are not good. They all have a good logo spot, but you
right.
know what? You actually need two more pods in your deck to play a game of KeyForge. They won't let you play with three logo spots, and even if they did, those decks still might not win.
Nope.
Because it doesn't matter if you archive everything and their key costs or whatever, because you still got to actually forge Amber to win the game.
Right.
So like all the Vault Masters are just auto trash. So we opened the 9 Wodax. So it's like Zach was like, okay, this one looks okay. I looked at it. Then Sheep didn't even show us his. He said none of them were that great. I'd opened like two, my second one. I started looking at it. I was like, this looks pretty good. It's got like double Grondle to make 4 tokens from Mars.
What was the token?
The token was Berserker. Zach loves Berserker.
Yeah.
It's got some other token mechanisms with some really good board control on top of the sure. the Berserker. It's like, here, just play this. I think it'll do well.
did you like scan it in and sass it? Did you analyze it in any way other than like, we need one right now?
No, we did not do any of that. I just did it from bliss value. I looked at all 9 because eventually I got Dan to give me his or Sheep to let me look over his. And I was like, all right, this Berserker deck is going to fire tons of tokens. Board is a presence. Even for the old guard decks, like that's right. A problem.
Yep.
Go play Woe in its finest. And Zach loves Berserker tokens.
Like that's
his
awesome.
Very first Woe deck he ever played was his name deck for his daughter, and it had Berserker. Aww. And like that's one of his favorite decks.
That's fantastic. So in this, now that you're in this space where it's going to be held, like before it even starts, like how many people are there? Like are there a ton of people walking around? Are there other people scrambling like you are?
I didn't see, like, I was so involved in my own scramble, I didn't see that. But after the fact, I actually did. I ran into Elliot, who ended up doing really well in Alliance. And he's, like, going from person to person looking for a Scholar token.
Oh, my God.
Because I think he needed a non-dino with a Scholar token, I think. Because
gotcha.
He had a pod with, it was either 3 or 4 trainers. I think it was 4. I ended up playing him. I should know this. But I'm pretty sure it was 4. But he didn't have a Scholar. So, like, he had to go find a Scholar token with an okay enough pod. It only needed to be okay. He was not planning on calling the house. He just needed the token. So I did see him, like, going from person to person to person asking for, like, if they had a Scholar deck.
So was the camaraderie really high? Were there, like, a lot of people, like, wondering if they could help other people and, like that, just walking
around? I think so. Like, because Aviator, who ended up winning Alliance in the end, I know I'm a little ahead of myself, but, like, was sitting with us because he was, like, the only ABR person there other than, I think he was also there with Ion Pod, which is his nephew, I think. Uh-huh. Those are the only ABR people that were there. And Aviator's like, yeah, I've got an Archon deck you could borrow. Aww. And then Andy showed it to me. And I looked at it, and it was actually decent. He gave a solid choice. He's got tons of Archon decks, too. And in the end, I still told Zach to play the one I showed him. Like, I gave him from my sealed pod. I was like, I think you'll enjoy this better. I think they hit about the same.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, I think everyone was kind of like, there was definitely some scrambling going on. Lots of people helping out where they could. Through the course of the event, you definitely would ran into people that weren't planning on playing what you're playing at the moment.
Right, totally.
In that, like, pregame conversation. Because most people that we ran into, almost all of them were planning on playing Archon, and you got that vibe. In the room, it felt real small. At the initial, it did feel like prime size back when the primes were a little bit bigger.
Interesting.
At least they were bigger in my area. I know some of the primes fired real small.
Sure, totally.
But once all the people got in, even though we didn't hit, I don't think we hit 50, but like once everyone got in the hall, it did actually still feel like, you know, a good gaming experience was going on, a little bit bigger than what you would expect a prime to be.
Right. So I assume that a lot of people had played their sealed decks last night. So the decks that you would open that morning, because you got there after the sealed event, you hadn't pre-opened to them. But some people may have actually gotten the experience to play those decks the night before. Where was anyone talking about the decks they had played? Like was anybody reporting from how the last night had gone?
I don't remember who I was, but I did remember running into somebody in Archon who almost played a deck that they had played the night before, and they said in our match, had they been on that, they feel they would have had a better chance. But I think they're on what they decided to play, which was not Woe.
Totally. So which one fired first?
So in the end, we did fire Archon first. Archon ended up being a total of 5 rounds in which the 4-0 graduated to top 8.
Nice.
I was playing Ooze, borrowed from one of our new teammates, Ben the Monkey. And that did exactly as built. It did exactly what I expected to see it do in practice and testing in previous events. It went 4-0. Except for my very last match to get to the play in the victory to graduate. Mm-hmm. Most of them went very fast, very, sure. very straightforward. My final opponent, though, had catch and release and maelstrom and just a lot of like capture. So I was on zero keys. And at one point, like, had he drew catch and release due to the way the board was set up, I think he would have auto beat me right there.
Whoa.
And he did exactly what he needed to do to try to do it too. I haven't talked to him after the game. Like, that was exactly what you did. That was master plate. It just didn't hit. He had puzzling trinket online.
Oh.
And he was just fishing for catch and release. I knew he was looking for it. We even talked about it. Like, after he played his final amber pip for a draw and missed it again, I was like, oh, I guess I got really, really lucky there. Because I swear he drew like five cards that turn.
Oh my gosh, that's least. Crazy. So how much woe did you see in the field?
I think my day one, I did face three woe, one MM. I think, yeah, sure. one MM and three woe. So tons of woe in the field, and Ooze does very, very good against woe, which is one of the reasons why I was actually debating between two woe decks.
Really?
But the other woe deck doesn't actually do as well against other woe decks.
Makes sense.
From my experience. It still wins, but like, it annoys me that most of the wins that I was getting were like 3-2. Mm-hmm. Whereas Ooze, most of the time, it's just 3-1, 3-0. Like, it just wins.
Right.
And I would prefer that experience versus, like, you know, coming down to this 2-2 gamble.
Totally. Did you ever pair up against Zach or Dr. Sheep?
No, not this time.
Nice.
No. I did not send them into the doldrums in Archon. Did not happen in Archon.
Totally.
And then I advanced and then there was one more round inside of that. Zach had lost, I think, round two or three on the tech that I just opened my sealed pods or whatever sealed grab bag, and eventually made it to the top whatever X play in round, the X1 play in round, and won and got the play in round on the sealed
That's
deck.
Amazing.
All the time in prep, we all talk about this game and right. finding an Archon deck that can make day two.
Can you imagine, like, this is basically like a proof that sealed is a, like, the skill of a player to play a sealed deck is absolutely incredible. And like, the fact that he was able to play a sealed deck as good as it was made it so that had this been a sealed event or had there been a sealed event here, he would have excelled there too. Like, that's fantastic. Yeah.
Well, and I think it says something about, well, like, I don't think what happened could have ever happened before. Like the deck itself is good, but it is not like crazy good, right?
Sure.
It's just good woe, and good woe can, you know, just win games mm-hmm. before your opponent can respond. So a lot of that is a testament to how good woe really is, that he was able to get there.
That's really cool. So, did you guys have a break between Archon and when they started Alliance?
There was a dinner break. And then after the dinner break, we immediately went into Alliance. Alliance ended up being four rounds.
Oh, so less people. Not everyone decided to keep playing. Yes.
Yeah, I don't remember that. I don't remember the actual count. I'm sure they'll release it. But I think it was 26 or 27. It was something like that.
Uh-huh.
So it ended up being four rounds. 3-0 advanced. So we're discussing between. I'd already made top cut. Zach had already made top cut. Zach was planning on winning Alliance. So he was just definitely keeping the Alliance deck that he brought
as
the one that he just won Minnesota with. So why not go back to back? Like, that's one of the things he'd been talking about all week with me in the very short turnaround.
Totally.
He has the chance to win like the same vault, you know, back to back vaults, never been done. Didn't end up happening, but he did keep that deck. So he had his backup. He had his four fun woe Alliance deck, which you are the creator of. He loves it. It's super fun. And I had put reps on it as like, okay.
Oh, really?
I mean, I play every deck. I play lots and lots of decks. If it's a deck that's in the top eight of anything, there's a good chance I have put some amount of time on it.
Yeah, totally.
So, like, that's the deck I was planning on playing once we talked in the hotel. But Sheep got knocked out, unfortunately, on fraud from Archon. $3,600 deck from a pack. Deck from a pack makes it, fraud doesn't. So I'm not going to comment more on that part. So he got knocked out. So, like, okay, he was looking to play something better for Alliance. So he ends up on the low deck and leaves me not having an Alliance deck. And I was like, well, I still want to play in the event. Like,
right.
It's like Nova made top eight too and decided to just go chill with her family because she's like regional. She's not like local to Seattle, totally. But she's from Oregon, so she's close. Her family was up there with her, so she went and did that. That's awesome. Like, I'm here to play Keyforge, just like I did at Gen Con. Like, I'm going to play Keyforge. So, like, I play Keyforge as Keyforge was intended to be played with Archon decks.
Like,
so
I take at Gen Con.
Yeah, I went 3-2 there. It's like, I had a good day. So I take Fraud. So Fraud ends up being what I'm playing for Alliance. And it all starts like we get paired up. Round one, I get paired against an AOA, Martian Generosity, Key Abduction, yep. Heart.
Oof.
Two hearts. I was like, not only was I paired up against like this deck type of deck, which just that type of just stunk me out of freaking Minnesota.
Yep.
This was one of the original teammates of on Team SAS, Ramza. His name's Alvin. Like, great guy. Yeah. Fantastic guy. So we're just talking. And it's like, he's like, oh, no, not you. And I was like, it shouldn't be that bad. I'm playing an Archon deck after all. But yeah, like, so the whole gist was setting up the hearts or whatever. I was like, but Fraud has EMP blast. So knowing that's what he's going for, like, I just set myself up to cycle into two keys. I go rush to one key because hearts don't let you do that. They don't stop your amber. And then I go into a turn where I EMP blast both hearts, forge two keys, GG, it's over.
Oh,
I was like,
God.
Okay. Yeah, so that was kind of wild. And then I honestly don't remember my second, like, I remember my opponent, but I don't remember who I, like, what their deck was the second game.
Yeah.
But, like Fraud's super high rolled. It's just one of those, like, I played six shadow cards, and then I go into a Logos turn where I reverse time, then I play six shadows cards. It's just like, I'm sorry, I'm forging, like, third key turn five.
Oh my gosh.
So it's like, Fraud just does that sometimes. Like, that is one of the reasons why someone paid a certain amount of money for it.
And then just give it to somebody else to play well.
Yeah. Hopefully he doesn't listen to this one. So then round three happens. So I'm 2-0.
Uh-huh.
And at the time, Sheep is 1-1.
Mm-hmm.
And there has to be a pair up.
Oh,
Sheep
no.
got paired up to me.
Oh, no.
Running your Woe Alliance deck. And then I'm like sitting there like, not... Like, I don't know how unlucky you have to be for that to happen, but, like, it was a epic level of unluck.
Oh, no.
As good as the Woe deck is, it doesn't actually pair well against Coda.
Oh, yeah.
Especially when it's fast Amber push Coda, and that is exactly what Fraud can do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I did. I just constantly pushed Amber. I didn't need to do the key abduction thing to win the game. It was just, I'm going to push to like starting turn three or four. I was pushing to eight amber every turn. And eventually that's the win. I think it ended up being 3-1. And unfortunately I eliminated Sheep.
It's also hard when you have no reps with a deck before an event. So I can see how a deck that wins on turn four or five can beat a person playing a deck for the first time.
For sure. And sadly, that was the end of Sheep's day, but that did mean I made top eight for Alliance with an Archon deck on the same day I made top eight in Archon.
That's amazing. First time that's ever happened. You
yep.
You topped in both same event. Were you, before they announced, like, did you know if the next day would allow you to play in both? Like, what were you thinking once you got that?
We weren't entirely sure. As soon as they realized I made, there was a whole nother round. I was able to go talk to them. They said because of that in the timing of the next day. Yes, because of, well, it wasn't just me, because after the, after that round, Zach was also undefeated. So Zach and me rooming together, he had known, like, he played Keyforge when I first started a little bit. He was very casual back then, but basically I started training him a year ago, July.
Wow.
So he's been playing this game for roughly 13 months, really playing this game. And we both made top eight on the same day for both events. And it was,
oh my gosh.
A very, very amazing experience for both.
Yeah. What a celebratory event that, like, he's in Keyforge because of you, and like the sensei and the student both together, like, rock the event.
Yeah. More on that to come. So yeah, like, we both made on that round. So we were both XO on the Alliance day. So the event runners immediately knew, like, they have double pairings. And then in the end, I think JDG also made it in the final round of Alliance.
Oh, so, and he had
made it in Archon. So that in the end, there's three of eight were in both events for top eight.
Wow.
So they decided to stagger the events. To do that, we played the top eight round immediately.
Oh, of which event?
For Alliance.
Oh,
we just went straight because they were still there because some of the Archon people had left.
Sure, that makes sense. Yeah, if you're not planning for that, then why stay?
Yeah, so we did the top eight for Alliance right there. That one was super close. It came down to pretty much the last turn. I was playing against a Untamed. There was other stuff. There's two other houses, but his Untamed was just Fertility Chant, Dust Pixie, Key Charge. Like, it was coming at you to win the game from Untamed. So I was racing, you know, to do what I needed to do. And in the end, I can't remember the exact scenario, but basically I forced a scenario where my opponent had to basically have Dust Pixie Key Charge or the game was over.
Uh-huh.
Luckily, that did not. Those were not the cards in his hand. And it went back to me, and I was able to key abduct for the final win to make top four.
That's insane. I love it.
For Alliance on Arkham.
So how did Zach do?
Zach, unfortunately, paired up against Aviator.
Oh.
Round one, because Aviator lost a game in the rounds in the Swiss. So Zach, playing from the second seed,
was
paired against Aviator at the seventh seed. Like, why the heck is Aviator seed seven?
Right.
Who knows? But he did drop a game, so that's what happens.
Maybe he does that on purpose, you know, like, yeah, totally.
he does. But yeah, Aviator did take that. That matchup is very, very close all the time. It's happened quite a few times now.
Mm-hmm.
And in that case, Aviator was to take it with a very big brain move of using Vesemir Think Drone to archive his own Heart of the Forest to launch into the Martian Generosity Key Abduction.
Oh my gosh. That's crazy.
Very, very big brain right there. Like, that was pretty cool to see.
Wow.
I did get to see it because my game was done real fast. But yeah, that was unfortunate for Zach, but if he's gonna lose anyone and losing Aviator,
right.
It's about the quality that you get.
And
that was Saturday.
So going into day two, we already know the top four for Alliance, and one mm-hmm. of those people already has an invite to Worlds. So do you guys start day two playing Archon or Alliance?
So we went back into day two to finish out Alliance, and then the Archon was going to fire after that.
Makes sense.
I got paired with Random Joe on the other side of the bracket. Elliot paired up to Aviator.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know if Ellie got any wins there. I feel like that was over pretty, all that whole round was over super fast.
I believe it.
I guess it's only best to win anyway. So, Aviator took his game, and then Joe just got a pretty much perfect draw versus me.
Oh no.
There was one turn where I had a small chance to win, but basically I set him up for a big graft, and then my only out was that he did not have mimicry. In the case he did have mimicry, so he just regrafted me, and the game was over.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So it happens, and he had a true Alliance deck. It has all the tools he needed to have to win that game, and he did. So then because Aviator made top table, we have to have a top three match. To play for third place. So there I am in Alliance with my humble Archon deck, playing against Elliot.
Are you sitting next to the top table game? Like, are there judges like hovering over you?
There's a judge sitting right next to the top table. There's sitting a judge sitting right next to us. We had G, the top table had Marcus, and they just sat there and watched the whole game. So there we are, just, you know, playing for all of it, a best of three, untimed.
You've made it to this point where you're literally playing for an invite to Worlds, and you don't know if you have an invite to Worlds yet for Archon. So what's going through your head about, like, what if I win this?
To be 100% honest, like, since we don't know if having both will allow you to play in both, because we don't know what Worlds looks like, right? They have not announced that.
Yep.
Had Archon happened first, and I had already earned an Archon spot, I feel like that game would have gone differently. Is all I can say about
that. That makes sense. Yeah.
I don't think I would have won the match. Regardless of whatever the keys said. So anyway, like, so we, you know, we pair up round one. Elliot's deck actually fired a little flat that game.
Ooh.
And I was able to come out just too fast because it didn't have a ton of Amber Control. It was really about the scholars. Like, he found it, and he just wasn't able to come out with them hot enough, and I was just generating way too much Amber too fast. Game two, though, like, he smoked me. Like, like, I conceded when he had one key because, like, he was about to reap for another six, draw another six cards. Like, it was just over. I was, like, looking at, like, literally my only hope was that the turn after the first time he went off with all of his stuff is that I drew Indigraph. I didn't draw Indigraph, conceded right there. We went to game three.
That makes sense. Yep. No reason to elongate that.
No, it was just over. Game three, it was a pretty good back and forth. And in the end, I think I don't remember if that ended up being a key abduct. I'm pretty sure it was a key abduct just off of, wasn't a free key abduction, but I needed Amber for it.
And, wow.
And then that means I am officially third place in Alliance to get my first world invite for Alliance.
Oh my gosh, that's insane. Like,
on Pink Frog.
Right. How crazy is that? Like, if there was any reason why an Archon deck should have made it all the way to Alliance, like, I can't imagine a different scenario playing out.
I had a blast. It is definitely not how I expected to earn a world's invite by any means. I'd literally given up the Alliance deck that I had planned on playing to even have a shot at that. But yeah, I had a lot of fun. All of my opponents were stellar. It was like a lot playing Alliance. I mean, as much as some of my teammates and fellow cast members of AC talk of whatever about Alliance and all their mess, it's still Keyforge. You're still playing a really fun game and environment. Like, and even in this case, like, a lot of people's, like, you know, annoyance about Alliance is the negative play experience. Like, I was literally playing Archon deck and I felt competitive in every single match I played.
Good for you. That's fantastic. So it's also like the chill attitude you bring to, like, I don't care what happens. This is Alliance. And then, like, oops, I won. Oops, I won again.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
I did give at least one person a hard time for losing to an Archon deck.
Did anybody else play Archon decks going into it?
I am not aware of anyone. No one that I played had an Archon deck. I don't remember hearing anyone just use their Archon deck. I know that happened at Minnesota.
Right.
Obviously happened at Gen Con because it was me. but I didn't hear anyone doing that other than me. But there's only like 26 or 27 people.
Sure, so totally. Anyone. So you're coming off of an invite to Worlds for Alliance. What's next steps for Archon? Like, are they?
It wasn't actually a big break. So, like, there was a break, but I was running to the restroom, got snacks, and then they're like, "All right, we're preparing for Archon." I was like, "Okay."
Well, if you're the only one they inconvenience, I guess it's okay.
Yeah. Well, I guess I had some. There was like, oh no, because that was the top three match. That's why the first was going on. But yeah, because the top match was also quick too, because Jinka, right?
Right.
Which I did sound like, if I heard correctly, Joe did win one of those games. So
ooh.
I don't know what happened in that one game, but there was a scenario where Aviator did lose to the non-Logos Kodo. Joe's deck was Shadows, Untamed Dis. There was no Logos engine to go fast.
That's
it was
crazy.
Just quality. It was just an old school deck.
I can definitely see when you're facing Genka, if they go into their turn without any Amber, the generosities hit a lot less hard.
Yes. Well, and then they did have Control of the Weak. Mimicry was in there. So if they do anything with like Martian Generosity early.
Yeah, you do it right back.
Yeah. Yeah, you just do it. Okay, I'll do that too.
That's awesome. Cool.
So I don't know the details of the game because I was playing.
Right.
So then when we pair up for top eight, my opponent was someone I had never seen before. Younger kid. I think his name was Vincent or something like that. Mm-hmm. His deck was very similar to mine. Like, I had Warriors, he had Skirmisher, Shattered Throne, like, and then a double Rant and Rive. Like, lots and lots of Amber Control. So much capture to feed the Rant and Rive. And, like,
right.
Like, we're just going at each other, like, back and forth. Like, at some point, it's, like, He has one key and a pile of amber, and then I have no keys, a decent amount of amber, and he has, like, I don't know how much amber was captured on his side of the board, but it had to be, like, 15. A lot. It was a lot of amber on the board. And, like, so we were just, like, going, like, slamming into each other. Eventually, I was able to have a one huge turn, though, where I was able to land Brick, fight with a bunch of warriors. So I'm gaining amber from Brick. I'm getting amber off of little skirmishers I'm killing.
Nice.
And I was able to pretty much take control of it from the game. I did make a pretty big play mistake at once. We're talking about it after, trying to, like, he's a younger guy. Yeah. And he played really well. He was, like, beating himself up about that mistake. I was like, look, we've all been there. Marcus, I think it was either Marcus or G, one of the two judges came over, like, this guy has been to, like, every vault. Like, you'll get used to it. Like, this is who you just played.
Totally.
Just trying to make him feel better about like everything that happened.
Well, that's really good. That's so nice of you. Mm-hmm. Did you, going into that game, did you have a hard time making, like, the mental switch, not just from Alliance to Archon, but from, like, Coda to Woe?
Not really, but I mean, like, that's kind of one of the main things that I do on the team. I'm the one that they run, like, the gauntlet against for my team, like, when we practice. Like, so I'm very, very used to playing many different decks in the same day at a fairly high level. At least I think that's a high level. I hope I'm playing at a high level.
Nope, not someone who earns two worlds invites in the same day. Nope, not at all.
And then I pair up to Nova in top four. Yeah, she annihilated me. There's just I remember very little of that game, other than I felt like I was losing from turn two, and I was. There was definitely a turn around turn three or it had to be a little bit later, but when she flipped her deck, she immediately went back into the Hysteria Infernus combo for the second time. It was over right there. We probably did play four more rounds of Keyforge, but I lost right there, and
sure.
My team got mad at me a long time ago for conceding too early.
Oh, or whatever. No.
Conceding when I know the game is mathematically over.
Sure.
But they still want to see the end of the game or whatever. Like, they want to feel better about winning games.
Right. They want to feel like they've earned it.
Yes. It's like, well, I already knew this, but sure, I will humor you. So we played it out and she won, which ended up meaning she's going to the top table. She already has an invite from Gen Con.
The exact same situation.
Yes, yes. Oh, I knew that going into that. Whether I knew that was not my final life, no matter what. My first loss, period, on Ooze, because I was XO day one and I just got there. She actually lost once on day one, too, because she was, you know, playing up.
Right.
So she goes into the final match to play a Quixelstone deck, which honestly would have auto beat me. I don't really want to talk about that much. But there's no way I win that game either. I did have a chance versus Jacques. It just didn't happen that game.
Right.
And so on the other side of the bracket, Zach won his round one on the sealed Archon deck we opened the day before that morning.
My God. That's insane.
Yep. And then he loses to the stone deck because it's a very similar deck to mine.
Yep.
So we're paired up in Archon, roommates, taught him to play a year ago. So it's like, I'm playing Ooze, known deck, lost very few games of Keyforge since it's, you know, been found, even at high levels. Deck that opened yesterday, the day before. Game one, he, like, threatens board multiple times, and if I didn't have Kaboom and Mass Buyout when I had it, I lose.
Seriously?
But I would have lost, but, like, I got super lucky that I had the exact card I needed both cases and edged out the victory.
Wow.
Game two, I absolutely crushed him, though. It was like, no contest, get out of here.
Go give back me my to the invite.
Yes, go back to training.
Oh my god!
So I am officially ranked third for Archon in Seattle.
I've got
the little picture holding up both top fours. I need to get a marker to make them third or something.
There you go. There you go. Love it. So
yeah, I earned both worlds invites. So there are four invites given out that day, and I got two of them.
Isn't that insane? So what is it like going through your mind at that moment? Like, what are you thinking since you have no information on like what this world's invite conflict means? Like, do you have questions for Ghost Galaxy? Like, what are you thinking?
I've asked them a couple times. They have said that that nothing is left formally decided yet, and they're still in discussions as far as what they'll look like. I have a strong feeling that they will not stagger that. I mean, after all, it would only be for just one player.
Sure. So far.
So I guess that means, I mean, we all assume there's going to be some kind of last chance qualifier that has been alluded
Hopefully.
To. So I think they would just want me to declare so that they could then open up one more seat in that last chance qualifier. Mm-hmm. I guess I could ask him if I could just run back and forth during the matches. Have my opponents sit next to each other?
Oh my God, like one of those S masters who goes around the table playing on the inside of, oh my God, that would be amazing.
I just would like a 5-minute extra amount of time. Well, then you can't actually, that wouldn't work. You wouldn't actually be able to do the same thing.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
I just want 5 extra minutes and sit my opponent next to each other. And then, yeah.
Well, as long as it's Pink Fraud in the Alliance and then whatever you want in the Archon. Yes.
I could probably dual pilot Pink Fraud and another actual deck that you have to think a little harder about.
Oh my gosh. Oh, that's fantastic. So while you're there, like you have nothing else going on except for because they filled all of Saturday with both main events mm-hmm. and then all of Sunday was the rest of it. Did you even like get to eye the other activities?
This is the first, like most of the time, like I walk around, I talk to people, I try to play some Unchained or a pod or my whole goal that weekend was actually to play some Shredder. Never happened. like once that was all done, all we really did was we waited for Nova to, we were waiting for Nova to finish, but her game went literally forever. I think she's still playing it. So we went and Zach and me ended up got some food. Then we came back and then took the pictures because it finally finished.
Right.
Nova did win. And then we just kind of set our farewells and headed to the airport. So for me, it was like show up late Friday night, play like 12 hours of KeyForge. And then the next morning, play another 6-7 hours of KeyForge and then eat and head home. Like I had a blast, but man, I was
right.
like tired.
That is taxing. Oh my gosh. Mm. So what do you think this means for future Vault Tours? Like, what do you think, like, what are you going to prepare for?
I'm going to play whatever I feel like, mainly depending on my team, because we obviously have some people on our team that still want to go to Worlds. So I think, yeah. So I think coming up in the next one, if I could give you an alliance, I would do it right now. don't care if it's staggered or not, you can take it. But I think I'll probably play Alliance in Dallas because we've got a lot of people gunning for the Archon, and I don't want to like
knock anyone
out. We're not going to collude, we're not going to do that. As shown against Dan very recently, if I sit down, I'm going to play the game, and I just don't want to sit down against them. So the easiest way to do that is not be in their event. So I'll probably end up playing Alliance in Dallas. If they stack them though. I don't know. Maybe I'll play a sealed deck in Archon.
Hey, we know apparently it has a good track record. So
just give me an open. There's going to be 6 of us. That's 18 Wodex. That probably would be a good chance to do something good.
Yep, totally.
That's twice as many as we had in Seattle.
Hopefully
we get a bigger turnout. Like, I really think this is pure estimation. They will not tell us the number, but my estimation has that they probably only had 7 or 8 people signed up for Alliance for Seattle.
Sure.
And they knew that before they arrived, and day of, nothing had changed. So they decided to go ahead and stagger the events so that they could actually justify the financials behind firing the Alliance.
That makes sense. Especially because if they know at that point, not only how many Alliance people they think they have, but how many total Vault Tour attendees? Because even if 100% of the Archon people played in Alliance, it still would have been able to fit all in one day.
For sure. Yep. Yeah, because it would have been 5 rounds, and you're done.
Right.
You probably still would have needed to fire one of the top 8s because of overlaps or whatever.
Sure.
And yeah, you're good there. So I expect us to have more people in Dallas. I expect us to get back up to the 90 to 100 range, like we're somewhere in between Minnesota and Philly. And at 90 to 100 players, I do believe we'll get like the 16 to 20 Alliance players that we normally have and not have dual events.
Well, I'm excited for that. I'm looking forward to seeing what the future of Alliance holds, and I'm really excited that you're part of Alliance history, even though that is not what you expected coming out of the Seattle Vault Tour.
I just said I'm gonna be playing Alliance Dallas. Like I'm gonna go win the Dallas Alliance right now. Like, why not?
Oh my God, that's the best. Oh. Well, any last thoughts on Seattle? Anything you want to say before we head over to our titular segment?
I had a great time. I do wish there was more people, but because of how awesome our community is, even at that number of people, it was a fantastic experience. And I'm just happy to have KeyForge again.
Absolutely. 100%. Couldn't agree more. And we cannot end an episode of Help from Future Self without the titular segment.
Help from Future Self.
All right, Z. So you have one for us today.
So for whatever reason, I did not pack more than one deck at the event in Seattle. So I do believe my future self is going to remind me of this experience from now on and forever to make sure you at least have a deck for all of the types of events that are available for you to attend anywhere you're going at the event.
That makes complete sense. Does this roll over into like if they have the KeyForge Adventures speed run? Are you thinking that way too?
I think basically any Archon deck is pretty much there. At least in these Archon deck I play, because I don't play hearts, whatever junk. And I really didn't ever play like very strong Amber Control Delay decks all that much anyway. So if it's an Archon deck that I'm there to pilot, I've got one for the adventure.
Love it. Fantastic. Oh my gosh. Well, this was amazing. Thank you so much for coming on and telling us all about Seattle. I am so glad you had such an amazing time, and I can't wait till I see you at the next one.
Where am I going to see you?
Well, I will definitely be in Vegas. Vegas is 100%, and I am so Dallas is like 2% at the moment. There is a chance that I buy a ticket out that morning, and then a flight.
So you're saying there's a chance.
There's a chance, and like a flight out that night that I would have to accidentally miss if I make day two. So that is where I'm at the moment. But then also, I don't know at the moment of this recording, the Canadian Vault Tour has not been announced, but if it's not Vegas weekend, then there's a very high likelihood that I go there that weekend too. So really excited about that one. But we, Help from Future Self, are on Discord and we have a Patreon. The links are in the show notes. You can find me on Discord and TCO is SC Steel. Z, where can people find you and what do you have going on?
You can find me on the Archon's Corner Discord. I'm Big Z there. I'm also on the Decks of KeyForge Discord. And basically, you could find me at a vault. So come on out if you want to meet me. People seem to enjoy doing that. I don't know why. Just some random bald guy. But I'm happy to meet anyone that wants to come up and hopefully play a few games. And sometimes it'll be during the events. It's normally where I am.
For all of you listening who think that Z is a grumpy guy because you also listen to Archon's Corner, there is no way that he and I would be as close friends as we were if that was his real personality in person. He is the best person to chat at a vault tour. So I hope you listeners take him up on that. But we'll be back next week with another episode of Help from Future Self. Until then, stay forward.